I get accused a lot of times of being too blunt and too direct and saying what's on my mind just a little bit too loudly.
Get the hell off the beach and get out. You're done.
Yeah, you know what? First off, it's none of your business.
Oh,
I don't ask you where you're sending your kids to school.
You're going to have to raise the retirement age for Social Security. I just said it.
I don't give a damn about Election Day. I mean, it's just plain stupid.
You must be the thinnest skinned guy in America.
I will go Jersey on you.
And you're going to ask these people for their vote. That is the single most trusting thing they can do as a citizen, is to give you their support. So you better tell them exactly what you're thinking and exactly what you're feeling. That's it.
The big man came back to campus today in New Jersey. Chris Christie announced his candidacy for the 2016 Republican Party nomination from his old Livingston High School campus.
They always ask me, what's your best part of your job? And I always tell them it's that I wake up every morning knowing that I have an opportunity to do something great. I don't do something great every day. I'm human. But every morning I wake up with an opportunity to do something great. That's why this job is a great job, and that's why President of the United States is an even greater job for a greater number of people.
Matt Katz, a reporter for WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio, has covered the New Jersey governor for more than 4 years. He started the Christie Chronicles blog, and he runs the Christie Tracker. Matt, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you, John.
So how has Christie positioned himself here in the shadows, it seems?
He's going to have a bit of trouble getting out of the shadows right now. He's barely polling with any significance. There is a massively crowded field, and he's not able to run the campaign that he may have run before a major scandal hit him a year and a half ago. So what he's going to try to do is get into the weeds on policy issues. He's going to try to hold like one or two or three town hall meetings in New Hampshire every single week, and he's going to try to destroy somebody in the debates.
Can he count on his home state voters?
No, they're right now Republicans are split between Jeb Bush and Chris Christie in New Jersey, which is pretty extraordinary. And his approval ratings statewide among all voters are abysmal. They're at 30%. This is a guy who won with 22% of the vote in a blue state barely a year and a half ago. And his poll numbers are at the lowest of his term. It's a pretty remarkable drop in popularity for him.
Is he being funded by someone who really wants to test the waters with Chris Christie, or has he had to shift to a grassroots kind of a funding mechanism? Who really is interested in the Chris Christie campaign at this point?
His main financial backer to this point is Ken Langone, who's the co-founder of Home Depot. He's hoping that he can expand the donor base, though. He's made inroads into Silicon Valley. Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook, held his first political fundraiser ever for Chris Christie when he was running for re-election. You might see him expand his base a little broader than other Republicans are because he has no choice.
Do you think Chris Christie wants to be president? Is it a burning desire in him? And what do you make of this location where he's announcing his candidacy?
I do think he wants to be president. I do think he believes in his ability to run this country. I think he's thought tremendously about it. I think he's studied over the last year or so. So he knows a lot more about things like foreign affairs than he once did. The reason he's going to his high school, first of all, I mean, high school for him was like the greatest time on earth. He was the big man on campus. He was president of his class every year. He was the captain of the baseball team. And by doing his announcement at his high school, he's able to sort of reintroduce himself to the American people. He's very well known, one of the most well-known figures in the field, but he's got a lot of negative numbers among the people who know him. So he's using his high school years as a pivot point to talk about his American experience. In the speech, he talks about his mother, he talks about his father, and that gives him a chance of offering his biography once again to the American people and hope they give him a second look here.
Well, they'll certainly be looking. Matt Katz, reporter for WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thanks a lot, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.